What's going on, guys? How you doing? This is Frank here from Amateur Hour. Unfortunately, we recorded a very funny episode with the very funny Miguel D'Arte that went to the shitter. The mics were messed up. Mine was messed up. So we decided to scrap the episode. We might release it someday in some kind of weird, like, something. I don't know. But with me here is Miguel D'Arte. I wanted to ask him real fast how he felt about doing the episode, how he felt when he was in studio.
I just kept shitting my pants.
All right. So with that, enjoy a much less funnier episode with Connor Dorney of Amateur Hour, the only fucking podcast that matters, 21.
It is perfectly okay to attend a baby shower, but not okay to watch a baby shower. Takes you guys around, that's fine. That's fine. I think the thing I look for most in a woman is alcohol. Thank you, I guess. My last girlfriend, she was crazy, complete psycho. Like, at one point in our relationship, she accused me of invading her privacy.
Yeah.
At least that's what she wrote in her diary. It was open.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? We are in. This is Amateur Hour. I am your host, Mr. Connor Dorney, alongside, as always, MC Mac Dre, Mr. Michael Cooper. What up, player? What up, player? Our guest for today's episode is the hilarious Frank Pantano. He's a stand-up comic. I met him in the stand-up class about a year ago.
Yeah, shout out Comedy Spot.
That was the first and last time I ever heard him say something funny. So, Frank Pantano, welcome to Amateur Hour.
All right, thanks for having me, guys. That was great, dude.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a great intro. Frank got a boner.
It was weird. I was watching. I was enjoying it from a different perspective.
Yeah. But. Yeah, it was kind of weird.
Yeah.
I'm going to cut that shit out. That was dumb.
No, that's fucking awesome.
You did a great impression of the show starting, dude.
Yeah. Thank you. I've heard it enough times that I kind of have the ropes down now. So.
Plus, so, Frank says a lot of the same things too. You know,
so. We were just talking about that, how it's just looped repeats of nothing that means like exactly you
know,
what I just
you know what it is.
Did.
You know
just
what it
just
is.
Loop, just looped repeats of the. Feel bad for whoever's listening to this right now. They're like 2 minutes in, they're like, well. This is about as good as it's going to get. So
that's like every time you have sex with women.
Yeah. But it's like more 30 seconds in. But anyways.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know, let me tell you what it is. What it is.
No,
it's just looped again. See, but the thing is, you're the only one who can do impressions of other people is what I've realized. Like, I can't do a Dave impression or like an impression of you, but you seem to have it down. Like, other people who come on this show, like Tony B, and then who were you just doing a second ago?
Miguel,
yeah. You seem to have, like, the cadence of people's voices down. And
it's because when you sit here and you listen to them, you really can pick up their voices and you can really can talk to them.
Yeah.
God, I'm so stupid. I'm so stupid. For whatever reason, I'm sitting in this chair and I'm getting nervous. I'm, like, nervously looking around. I feel like I'm out of the element. I don't know.
And that's the episode, guys.
Is this how it always is? Like, sitting over here in this chair? Is this what it feels like?
That's probably why people are so nervous in the first place.
I just feel like I'm looking up and I'm seeing this and I'm looking over at you guys. I feel like I'm, like, surrounded. Like, it feels fucking weird.
Yeah, that's just you. That's
yeah.
just you.
Yeah, it's my paranoia.
Yeah.
Connor, you're leaving, dude.
I am leaving.
It's like, finally.
This is my last 24 hours in Arizona.
Wow. Forever?
Not forever. But
never setting foot in the state again.
Yeah,
it's like actually probably forever.
I mean, depending on the warrants,
yeah,
how long they're outstanding. But at least for the time being.
Yeah.
So
are you're doing shows and stuff up there, aren't you? Going to Washington?
Yeah, hopefully. I'm gonna try and hit up some somebody that I got referred to that I don't know if they run a club in Seattle or they're just associated with one, but apparently I can maybe possibly start doing some shows up there and
so dope.
Hopefully get as much stage time as I can. I'm kind of interested because I've only done one show back home. It was an open mic. It was
last summer, I think I did it.
Was it at like a pretty popular place down there?
No, it's not. It wasn't at one of the bigger clubs, but it had a pretty good turnout. It was mostly comics.
Yeah.
But it was like a nice club. It was probably maybe like twice the size of the Comedy Spot.
Yeah. Wow, that's a decent sized club then.
Yeah. Like 200 people. It was like, the funny part though was,
not
it was
any
in,
of your jokes.
Yeah. definitely not any of my jokes. It was in Tacoma, and Tacoma's like not a great, most of Tacoma is not a great area. And so I told my mom, I was like, because the open mic started at like 9 o'clock. And I was like, all right, I'm going to go out there and just, you know, do an open mic real quick. She's like, oh, is that a good area? I was like, it's fine. Whatever.
You had to make sure. You had to make sure with your mom before you went down there.
No, that's her paranoia. But so I park and I get out and I look across the street. Directly across the street from the club is this building called the National Meth Center.
Whoa.
And I'm like, nice. This is a fantastic area to be doing comedy in.
Wait, like you get meth there?
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. It's like a building. You just walk in and say, I want some meth. And they're like, okay.
Yeah, they give away meth.
It's a new law.
Wow, that's crazy, though. And what, like, did you see people outside, like, being junky? Or?
Yeah, there are some pretty sketch people around. But the one guy who was really sketch was a fellow comic who decided to videotape my set without my approval or realization and then post it on my Facebook the day after. And he was the guy who was, like, I think I've told you this story. He was just like forcing jokes into conversation where I was talking to him. He was like this older guy and he was like hard of hearing. Like I had to repeat myself like 5 times before he understood anything I was saying.
How old is older guy?
Like probably early 60s, maybe late 50s, early 60s.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so actually the funny part was, I guess his stage name was like the Maintenance Man. Yeah. And the host was
African American?
No.
Why do you assume that's African American?
I don't know. I assume him being African American with like white
7
hair.
Minutes in and Coop's racism comes out. All right. New record.
Always.
No, so the host though, like,
shout out to racism.
He wrote down, he must have like not been able to read his own handwriting and so
or read at all.
Yeah, he can't read. But he introduced the guy as so and so the Mountain Man. And it was, like, funny because the guy walked up there and was like, this guy has never been in the woods in his life. And he's like, actually, it was the Maintenance Man. And then he told these horrible jokes. But the part was, like,
worst jokes about, like, cleaning up the
place after
everyone leaves.
It was, like, my wife is this and that. And the part that I realized was I'm having this conversation with him. He's like, how long have you been doing this? You know, where'd you start? Da, da, da. And so we're having a decent conversation. But then he's also, like, forcing these kind of weird, like, trying to be funny, but it comes off as weird.
Yeah, pushing
and I'm
it.
Just like, all right, whatever. This guy's weird. And then he goes up and does the same joke
that's
telling in the conversation.
I was like,
don't test your bits on me. Like, what do you? First of all, I didn't think those were funny in our conversation. So if you just go up there and be like, hey, these are my stage jokes, then I'm like, whatever.
One of my favorite things to watch is when people get off the stage and they go immediately into the back room. And they still, like, work out their bits.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
getting the light twice.
Yeah, that's
like,
what it is.
And you're done.
And you're done. You get it twice. You get it once on stage and then once in the back room.
Yeah.
It's like, wrap it up. We're done. People go back and be like, my son's crazy. Let me tell you something about my son. He's 6 years old. He's 6 feet tall. I'm like, shut the fuck up. I can tell by the way you're timing that you're doing a bit right now. You just got off and that's great, but stop with it for a minute. It's exhausting to hear you tell jokes.
It's terrible. Yeah. But. So that was.
Did he have like a shitty catchphrase? Like, was he like the Maintenance Man? Like,
no,
when he like finishes.
Just, and the problem was. He
did
was,
he have like a wrench on stage?
Yeah.
Do you have tools?
He just fixed the mic stand and left.
Yeah, is that what he did? He wasn't like, even supposed to tell jokes. They just wanted him on stage to actually work on
it. He should just be a prop comic and just break things and then fix them as part of his act. But no, I don't know. He didn't have like a tag, like a catchphrase. He
please do in Washington or anywhere, please do the guitar bit. At some point.
I'm going to.
Please do that. I want to see it just on a video or like maybe live or in person.
I would never let Tony B have that.
Tony. He's still in a bit, dude.
Hope he's listening right now.
Shout out, Tony B.
Shout out, Fry.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
Pussy biscuits.
What were they called?
Bingletons.
What were the Bingletons?
Someone hit the call.
No.
These biscuits will make your pussy tangle.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Dude, I laughed so hard. That's like the hardest I've laughed at an episode that wasn't mine.
Yeah. Oh, shut the fuck up. Tony, when we asked him that, the best thing ever was he was like, like he was like, oh. He froze up and he looked. He looked at Coop like, Coop, you gonna let him just ask about that? Like he like looked. He was so panicked. Like we asked Miguel. We asked Miguel when was the last time he pissed his pants, and he was like, last time I pissed my pants. Are you directing the question at me, Miguel Diarte? And he like went like he was like, how much time can I buy? Yeah. He was like at the store. He was really trying to get some.
Oh
like,
my god.
Oh, that's the fucking best.
Yeah, I'd love to do the guitar.
It's such a funny bit.
But I think that's more of something where I'd have to play a bunch of shows to be able to, like, I'm not going to, like, the first show I do, just be like, hey,
maybe just start with
that. This thing.
You don't even have to say anything. It's just, Cooper, are you familiar with the bit? Maybe we'll say it off air so it doesn't get stolen.
Yeah, we'll
say it. So it doesn't get stolen.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, can we talk about how funny your baby shower?
I swear I hear you talk about the bit before. You're just going to go up there and break it or something, right?
He's going to go up on stage with the guitar and break it on the stage. Yeah. And then
break it over your head.
It's artistic expression.
No, we'll let you in. We'll fill you in on the details off the mics because I don't want the 10 people listening to this to be like, oh, that could work.
It might be. It might be. Yeah. Can we please address the baby shower joke?
The baby shower. Which you're obsessed with the baby shower.
I'm obsessed with it because it's such a funny joke.
It's the new ancient alien joke for you.
It is. It's the new ancient alien joke. It's such a funny joke and fucking the crowd just was not like, of all the things you said, that one was like as if you actually, first off, babies don't take showers.
They're
given showers or baths or something in a sink. You said it and the look on your face and the crowd response is just the funniest shit I've seen in a while. They were just like, I don't know if you can say that. You finished your bit about chemo.
They were like,
and your dad being dead.
They were offended, but at the same time they were like, huh? Like, I don't even, and they're like, oh, okay. The best part is, like, a lot of the jokes that I have, like, if you wrote them down, you can see, like, where the humor comes in them or whatever. Sure. But with that joke, if you just, like, read that joke, just the words, you're like, this is really dumb. Because it has to be delivered in, like, a certain way.
It's so funny.
Yeah. Or else it's like, wow, this is the dumbest, like, this doesn't even make sense.
Well, I think it's so funny to me is because if I didn't know you and I saw you on stage, I'd think, he's posing an honest question.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
It's okay to attend a baby shower. Now, why, if you flip those words around, is it that not okay?
Yeah.
Like, that combination of words is
if
okay.
If you just
this
say
word.
Them a little differently.
Oh, it's so funny. God, that's probably my favorite one.
Thank you.
I like when that lady during the middle of Connor's set, Connor tells a joke about that time of the month for my girlfriend again and another round, and she goes, shut up! From the back.
Yeah.
And Connor was just like, no, I already told the joke.
I can't remember what I said. It was like something like, you have to laugh at that one or something like that. But the part was like, I didn't realize she was being serious. I thought, shut up, like when I heard it, I thought she was being sarcastic.
Yeah, I was like a heckle.
And then later I found out from Gene that was the same lady who was like, in the back, like, this guy's not funny and I don't like this guy. And Gene was so angry and went up and was like, screw that lady who says, like, this guy's not funny. Like, you're drunk and stupid. And he came backstage and he was like, that lady's such a bitch and this and that. And I was like, geez, God, I don't care. But it was great of Gene.
Shout out to great of Gene Moore real fast. He did a great fucking set tonight. He just ran that stage, dude. He's gotten so funny. I don't know what it is, but he's just, every time I see him, he gets better. He had, like, all new material.
Yeah.
And it was just fucking knock him dead.
Man.
The whole crowd was so old. They were such old people in the front row. Like, I'm not even kidding you. There was a lady, like, doing the heart monitor thing. Like, she was, like, she had wires and tubes in the front row. Like,
oh,
she was,
Jesus.
I'm not even kidding you.
Really?
And, like, no one really said anything to her. And I thought, like, if I go up, I might make fun of her. Like, but no one did that. Like, it was not allowed to get made fun of.
Yeah. Everybody give it up for this lady's last comedy show.
Yeah. Last night. That's it right there. No one in the front row looked like they were there for any reason. Like, they didn't know who they were there to see. They kind of all just got dropped off in a bus. Like, they were just okay.
They're all lost.
We're all old.
That's kind of funny. But the crowd for that last Saturday show that I did, the last show.
It was a good crowd.
It was a good crowd, but it was actually, like, an older crowd, too.
Which
I was
kind of
surprised. There weren't that many.
For being an older crowd, I'm surprised they got, like, offended at some of your jokes, which was, like, who gives a shit? Like, it's comedy. Like, I can't ever imagine why people get upset at the things you say.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's the thing. Like, clearly from the start.
Clearly?
Clearly from Hit the Gong.
That's Connor's first gong. He almost didn't make it. He scrambled out of there. He's like, clearly. Like, put some dirt over it real fast. He was like, don't ever lump me in with a gong, bro.
It's a good bit.
Don't open with
that.
That's good ripping. That's good ripping.
Don't open with that.
No, clearly from the first joke, I'm making all of this up.
Yeah.
But yet sometimes, like halfway through when I say something that's obviously still made up,
yeah,
he's like, ooh, I don't like that. I
just
don't care.
When people have a little bit of alcohol, then they suddenly become like preachy and they suddenly know what's right and what's wrong. And you're like, shut the fuck up. Like,
yeah, either everything's funny or they have to like super analyze something. Yeah. Like, no, mm-hmm. That you can't say that.
Yeah. Yo, you know what I noticed tonight, which drove me crazy? During the student showcase, some people went up and they didn't do like amazing. They did good and they got laughed. Yeah. There was people in the booths who were doing this shit. They were like trying to like, there was one dude over in the booth with like the backwards hat and it was like folded over and he was trying to like, you know, like he put a rubber band around it to like, I don't know, to be stupid about it. Anyway, he was trying to, like, outdo.
Yeah,
listen.
A rubber band around what? Like,
you know,
no.
he was trying to put a rubber band around it.
For those of you who can't see this, obviously, this is not video recorded. Frank just is pointing at his arm saying, you know, the rubber band you put around it,
listen,
the back of his hat. Let's see where this is going.
You know when people fold their hats over so much that it's like they almost put, like, what they put on a lobster claw. To keep that hat folded and...
Well, that's like the trick. You put a baseball on the bill
exactly.
And then put the rubber band around it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But I struggled to get there. Okay. Thank you for pointing it out.
Yeah.
Hit the gong for that. Tra-tong, 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 tra-tong. Anyway, he was trying to like outdo the comic on stage, and it was driving me nuts. Like
heckling him? Or?
Well, he was heckling like within his circle of six.
Oh.
Like someone was like, well, that's why I stopped going to Walmart, and he was like, looks like you still shop there to me. And, like, everyone was, like, kind of laughing more at him. And I was like, dude, get on the stage or shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
It's not your dude.
That's kind of – why would you go to a show and be like,
right,
watch this, I'm going to try and outdo them on every joke.
Well, it's like a weird thing where it's like he had a couple too many drinks, and then he decided, like, I'm funnier than this guy.
Yeah.
Maybe not the next guy or the guy before, but this dude, I am. And it's like,
well,
then get the fuck out of here. Like,
That's kind of dumb.
It's probably like the boss. Of all, and all his colleagues were out with him, and they were like, oh, you are so funny.
Yeah.
God, I hate my boss.
You killed last night.
Dude, I did a corporate like show at the Comedy Spot one time, and they wouldn't laugh unless like the boss laughed.
Oh,
I'm not. Yeah, I think I might have told you about this. They were like, there was one dude who was in the room, and Sean, before I went up, shout out Sean Dillingham. He goes, don't cuss, clean set. And of course, I went up, and out of nervousness, was like, fucking the fuck, and did my whole thing.
Yeah.
And no one would laugh unless, like, the boss laughed.
Yeah.
And then when he laughed, they would laugh, but they would laugh, like, especially hard when he laughed.
Yeah.
It was like, pay raise.
Yeah.
I'd like to move up a floor.
That'd be such an awkward situation.
Well, fuck your boss. You're not at work. Who gives a shit? Like, you're at a, you know, I don't know. People are fucking stupid. That's the point, I guess.
Yep. So that's the end of the episode.
No. Looking out there swigging your beer.
On that.
There was, you guys... ever notice how awkward it is at drive-thrus? This isn't a bit or anything. This is something I was thinking about the other day.
Yeah, so it's a bit.
The dude looks, You ever notice how weird it is?
I'm trying to write this joke about how awkward it is at drive-thrus.
You ever notice there's like a naked old guy at the gym?
You ever notice how it's like poor choice after poor choice? can I
address something really fast?
Yeah, you already have a drive-thru bit,
people,
dude. What are you
people
do?
Come up to me. I do. I build. Trust me, I build. People come up to me and they go, I still tell people about your bad decision bit. And I'm like, that's not the name of the bit. And they go, I still tell people about your silly choice bit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God, it's not the fucking thing. I'm like, not only, all right, that's great. And they're like, hey, I'll tell you, I don't use it on stage or anything, but I tell everybody about the bad decisions. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, you don't even know what. All right, but fine.
Well, that was like, I had a friend who I was over at their. I was at a friend's place for their grad party. And they were like, oh, yeah, this is my friend who's the comedian. And, of course, they're like, tell us a joke, or like, do your set.
Tell us a joke.
Hey, say something funny, man.
Yeah.
Hey, make us laugh, dude.
And they're like, oh, yeah, I always tell the one that you have about. And then they just butchered the joke.
Yep.
In front of like their entire family.
Like,
and I was like, yeah, that's it.
Dude,
yeah.
I swear to God, it's like they do it on fucking purpose.
Yeah.
It's like it's a sentence.
Yeah.
And there's ways you punctuate it.
It was the, what joke was it? It was the alcohol one, the what I look for in a woman. And they were like, yeah, this joke's like, oh, what they look for in a woman is someone with alcohol consumption in them, and I was like, oh my god,
over it. Yeah, like yeah. missed the part yeah. where it's funny yeah. and jumped all the way over to where yeah. it's like, do you get it? Is that funny?
Yeah. God. And they and the entire table's like, they just like do one of those, knock their head back and like chuckle, and then that was it.
That's clever. You do that? You do that for fun? Yeah, you a little
cool.
comedy
well,
thing?
That's pretty cool.
You a little comedy. What's shitty about that is not only did you not get to tell your joke, you didn't get to deliver it in the format or
yeah.
in the presentation, like yeah. at a club.
Or the atmosphere,
yeah.
yeah.
Someone else told it, and then that was your response. Mm-hmm. It was all like just about you, and you didn't even get shit.
Well, it was like, actually, this is the same friend that did this, but I met one of their friends, and they're like, oh, yeah, this guy's a comedian, and they did the roommate joke, and they did it so, like, seriously that the person, they turned to me, and they're like, oh, that must have been so awkward. Like, they
oh,
thought it was a real situation.
God.
I was like, no, that didn't happen. That's a joke.
Dude, nothing's worse than when people, like, don't have a sense of humor about a joke, and
yeah.
then they go, oh.
No, it wasn't that they didn't, like.
Oh, the delivery was just that serious?
They thought it was. Yeah, I guess so. They just thought it was a real
that
situation.
That to me sounds like
a
case of
not
no.
a joke.
That
because
sounds like
say,
a no sense of humor.
No, what
like,
no, no. What happened
like
was
no
they
humor.
Said my friend's a comedian, and then they said the joke, but they didn't say he has a joke that goes like, and then said the joke.
Oh, they just
so
said
it was just like a statement right after he's a comedian, and they thought it was like completely unrelated. Like I have some shitty life, and that's what happened. Now I got into comedy, and I have to talk about it or
oh,
something
man.
Like that. But.
Still good.
Anyways.
Spin around. Everybody's drinking.
That's the end of the episode.
It's not the end of the episode. We will keep this episode going. The thing about a drive-thru is...
Oh,
good thanks.
Oh, yeah.
If I can finish
What's
my...
What's awkward about a drive-thru?
Is that when you go through it, mm-hmm. the dude who, if he's your age, or if it's a girl your age, they look at you like, I can't believe you're coming here to
yeah.
eat. It's that whole look.
Yeah.
But also, you look at them like, well, I can't believe you work here.
Yeah.
And you make a shitty exchange between, like, money and food, and that's it. That's the end of the bit. So,
yeah.
killer bit, really worth
yeah.
jumping back to.
And then you're just like, yep. bad decision after bad decision. Like,
after silly choice.
You work,
no.
at,
silly
you
choice.
Work at a McDonald's?
Yeah.
McDonald's is for losers. Let me get some cigarettes.
Oh, God.
Mentos, what?
Mentos are for losers, dude.
Today. Gong.
Hit the gong, dude.
Hit the gong.
I was telling Coop I saw a girl the other day at Wendy's who had man hands. Like, she had really, shout out to Seinfeld, she had really uh-huh. strong, muscular hands.
Yeah.
And she was asking me for a ride. And she was like, do you
what
think
kind of ride?
on my piggyback. Like, do we have piggybacks as humans?
On my piggyback.
On my piggyback. A piggyback ride.
Dr. Frank Pantera,
yeah.
everybody.
Tonight. do
I'm
humans
some,
have piggybacks?
I'm having some lower piggyback pain, guys.
Do you guys soon enough, we're going to have piggybacks,
have any,
actually.
Do you guys
yeah.
have any Advil for that?
Oh, man.
Went to the chiropractor.
Ointment.
That started like a slow whine. Did you hear that? It was
I
like,
don't know if Connor started laughing or a door was opening in a haunted house. Like part of a haunted house had creaked open.
Oh my god.
She's in the parking lot. She asked me for a ride. And I'm telling him, I know this girl was going to fucking cut my throat or fuck me up.
Yeah.
I could tell by her hands and yeah. the way her eyes looked. She looked mm-hmm. like a man underneath her skin.
Yeah.
You ever run into transvestites at Wendy's, Connor?
Oh my god. Hit the gong.
Frank would be the person that runs into a transvestite at Wendy's and she asks him for a ride and he goes
yeah.
like, she's gonna hurt me
yeah.
and doesn't give
how many
ride.
Of your bits from now
Dude.
On will revolve around drive throughs or
for
fast
real.
Food restaurants?
A lot, all of them, none of them.
Dude, just tie it into one joke.
Yeah.
Just be like, so you're entering the drive-thru, you're like, notice it's like poor choice after poor choice, and then go like, so then I drive up to the window and I have this weird exchange. and then be like,
in the parking
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, yeah. Be like, then I realized I got my food wrong, so I parked, and in the parking lot, this chick with man hands. It's all tied into one.
The next day I'm at Subway and the sign said, you're a faggot. Shout out faggots.
the most aggressive Subway ever.
And then I put some ointment on my back.
No,
my
ointment.
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 Ointment. Shout out Aaron Antko.
My lower piggyback.
Why did she get a shout out there with ointment?
I think Dave was trying to say something about trying to call her like oinko. And but Dave did what you just did with the ointment. He was like, oinko? And she was like, no, it's just onko. Shout out Dave Kreinberg.
Yeah.
Man, Dave's going up Sunday, I think. Man, you're not even going to fucking beat.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's hear some last words of hate towards Dave.
Yeah, that's some rebellion.
No, it's funny. We were just kind of like riffing, trying to write some jokes yesterday at Dose. And I came up with the one that I texted you because I was just like, all right, I need some new jokes. Throw out some like topics. And for whatever reason, he started naming inanimate objects, which is not really like he was like wiffle balls. He's like napkins. And then he said the bears one. And that's when I came up with the bear joke.
Bear is funny.
Yeah.
It was maybe, I think what I did was I think I skipped ahead with my eyes. Do you ever get a text and you read the end of it? So I knew what had happened.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is gonna, because sometimes you have like the fucking haha, which is like in all caps, like 50 letters.
Dude.
And I'm like, oh, maybe that's an opener. And that one, I was like, all right, feeling good about this one. You're like, pretty funny.
Dude, I've sent you jokes where I thought I was like gonna knock it dead. I was like, oh my God, I just went bowling, 9 pins, and I was like thinking this is the shit.
So you want a spare?
Wait, how many? No, it's not. No, wait.
You're going for spares.
No.
You're trying.
Oh, there's 10 pins. Yeah.
Dude.
You're like, that was the weirdest. You're like, oh man.
Yeah, 9 out of 10 pins.
I've lowered my expectations so much. I'm like, I can't get a strike. What are you talking about? 9 pins. That's all I can get.
I'll take a spare. I will. Yeah. I sent you shit and you wrote back like, nice try. Oh my god. I was like, I thought it was so funny. I was like rolling over dying and you were like, hey.
Well, that's because it wasn't funny. But I mean,
you bring back stuff like that whole comedy thing you're doing is fun for a while, but you should really focus on something you're good at.
Yeah. Like, hope you like Ariba.
Oh my god, Hatch Chili's Make It Hot. Shout out. Fuck you. That's the shout out. Fuck that place. Right. Dog meat.
Hit the gong.
Hit the gong.
Yo, I still get to hear these guys' jokes, and definitely 7 out of 10 strikes here.
Get the fuck out of here. All right, why don't you...
That didn't even make sense. That's definitely 7 out of 10 strikes.
All right, what? Gong to gong.
I think you're having a stroke right now. That's what you're having.
Holy shit.
My brain's constantly having one.
Yeah. No, that's the drugs.
Family strokes.
I'm very like, oh, their jokes aren't even that good. 7 out of 10 strikes. Like, what?
Shittiest bowling
seven
rating system.
7 out of 10 pins.
The worst joke rating system ever. What are you talking? That doesn't even make sense.
Oh, my God. Yo, but we were at Stand Up Live. That was funny seeing that thing. Ari Shaffir and me and Coop had gotten, just before we went in, there was we had like half of like a little pot pop.
Yeah.
Like a pot pop. Like a pot pop. Like a fucking
if you say
pop.
Enough, maybe everyone will be like, oh, now I get it.
A pot lollipop.
A lollipop. Okay. There you are. And it was so, like, the interactions are so weird when you're at a place, like, when you're sitting and you're across the way from your boyfriend, Coop, and you're looking around and you see, like, other people and the way they interact.
Yeah.
In comparison to the way the people around us were acting, I was like, now, we're decent humans, mm-hmm. but we're still just as shitty and, like, as annoying as the people around us because we're surrounded by them. It was annoying. And Coop goes, I was trying to tell Coop that something funny to do when this girl and this guy got up. I see his face. I was trying to tell this guy. When she gets up, she says, hey, will you watch my purse? Me and my boyfriend are going to go out and have a smoke. I say, when she comes back, act like you're rooting through her purse. And then act like you got caught, right? That'll be really funny. And he goes, no. Listen, hold on. Don't interrupt. Hold on. And I go, that'll be really funny. He goes, no way. I can't do something like that. And that's not funny. So instead... When she comes
That's
back.
Not
so
what
instead,
I said.
When she comes back.
That is not what
so
I
instead,
said.
So instead, when she comes back, Coop goes, I can't believe you have a vibrator in there. And she looks at her boyfriend
Hilarious.
And goes like, I can't believe we're sitting next to these junkies. Like, ooh, like this whole like. Now, in my defense, I think the rooting through the purse is much funnier, but this guy insists
on
vibrator.
Okay. The vibrator thing was way safer because if you were
doing
that,
pussy.
You would have gotten the shit beat out of you.
Thank
by
you.
No,
boyfriend.
The
boyfriend wouldn't have touched me, but
well, there was a better chance
but
of that happening.
With my look, I said, I'm not going to do that joke because I look like I would actually be going through a purse. Therefore, I cannot get away with that joke.
When she came back, she figured you'd already gone through it anyway.
That's why I just hit the vibrator, Jay. Yeah.
But what's funny to me is the offense of vibrator is, that's like not...
I don't give a shit about her. I'm in a comedy club. I'm there to fucking sit and eat my wings and be a jerk.
I agree with you.
Doing bits in the crowd.
I agree with you. But just the fact that you think vibrator is... like less than going through a purse is like it's vexing to me. Like that's insanity. Like she looked at her boyfriend like he's talking about my pussy. She like looked at him like
that's her fault
for being some fat
bitch.
And the guy was like, listen, you know my deal with confrontation. He like looked forward and it was like really weird. He had like chips.
Let's just get our drinks. Yeah. Just get our drinks. Watch the show.
Yeah, that was uncomfortable. Hey Connor, who'd win in a fight?
Me.
A bear? Not a gay bear. A bear? Shout out gay bears. A bear or a lion?
A bear or a lion?
Like a full-on fight. Like they're both going at it.
What
like,
kind of bear?
Like a grizzly bear
grizzly
and
bear?
A regular lion.
A yogi. A yogi bear.
Grizzly bear would
Grizzly
fuck.
Bear would fucking win.
Yeah,
grizzly
up.
Bear would win.
Thank you. Me and Tim Mahoney had this old bit, and he posted something about it today on Facebook. He was like, the lion would win because the lion is courageous. And I was like, that's you hooked on Disney. Like, you can't say that the lion would win because it has heart.
Yeah.
Like, the bear would fuck it up. He would just go like, lion, I understand you're quick and full of energy. Let me slap the shit out of you and rip you open. Like,
plus, who says a lion has more heart than a bear just because Disney cartoons have portrayed
it that way?
The
Wizard of Oz. That's what it is.
I think it's because it's lighter skin. They go
it's like
blonde, so they think it has more heart or something.
The weight of a bear and the size of a bear would definitely crush the shit out of a lion. And well, we can now.
Can I ask you something? Yeah. How boring is your life lately? He's like, all right, you acted like that was like a life or death question. You're like, hold on, before we go any further, what would win in this hypothetical animal? Battle Royale, a bear or a lion. My friend thinks the lion, I think he's full of shit. He's a dumbass, okay? Why is he posting on Facebook about a lion would win? He's hooked on this Disney shit.
Yo, Connor, can you imagine what it's like just me and Frank here hanging out all day? Him spewing out this bullshit and me responding back with my dull brain like, I don't know, dude. Just imagine it when it's
I just imagine like some scenario where
he's just talking and I'm just bouncing off
dude,
my face.
I will catch myself sometimes. I'm a rambling man. I will find myself at the end of 12 minutes that mean nothing.
Yeah.
And I look at Coop and his eyes have glazed over twice. He's got
That's
two donuts
drugs,
for
though.
Eyes.
That's drugs, I just imagine how great some scenario would be like. You walk out of your room and Frank's just like eating breakfast in the kitchen and he just looks up and he's like, hey, who do you think would win, a bear or a lion? He's like, what?
You know what? Hey, that happens, but let me tell you what actually happens. That happens. He says that to me and I look at him and go, do the fucking dishes, dude.
No.
Do the fucking dishes. And he goes, shut the fuck up. You don't ever do the dishes. And then do the dishes. And I walk over downstairs.
Coop actually entertains the bullshit, which is why he will just go like, he'll look at me and he'll go, a grizzly bear, dude. Like, he'll actually go, cat food or dog food? Yeah. And did I ask you this question?
I don't know.
What would you have to eat one. Is it cat food or dog food? And they're both wet.
Cat food.
You say cat food, right?
I actually never officially
What is
answered.
Your official answer? Wait, and we're going to get back to this, Connor. Hold on a second.
Okay.
We're going to get back to Frank's boring life.
Can't wait.
Wait, what's your official answer, Coop?
My official answer is that I cannot give an answer because I've already seen both sides.
I just want to fill listeners in. I just want to fill listeners in real quick. The button to close this podcast in the upper right of your screen. So if you just drag your mouse over that and click the red X, then you'll never.
I've
have
heard
to
too
this
much
game.
Of both sides. I guess I'll have to choose dog food.
Dog food, Connor. Why cat food?
Because I don't care. I just wanted you to shut up and stop asking me stupid questions.
All right, I got one more for you. Here's the thing: a lot of people say cat food because they say that. There's fish in it, and it's probably better for you.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people say,
I love how you're explaining this again like a doc. Like you've gone to like med school to like study these questions. Like, oh yeah, I took Bear vs. Lion 201 upper division
it's
class.
It's good pop, baby.
These are skills that Frank's been practicing his whole life, and these are questions I've heard ever since I've known him.
Yeah.
And whenever it gets quiet, I hear these questions. And so now I'm just so prone to listening to him, and he goes like, okay, what smells more?
All right, wait, so what's your the next one?
I got one more for you. Ready for it?
Sure.
A lot of people do say cat food because of fish, but a lot of guys say dog food because I think
right,
it is
move on from
some
this.
Masculinity.
It's got more meat.
Yeah.
It's all right, got more
all right.
Meat.
We'll
move
on. We'll hit the gong. Okay. Third question and the final question, Connor Doney. All
right.
You have to wear a diaper for a week.
We already discussed this on
Connor,
the
I'm just making
podcast.
Sure you're paying attention. That's all, bro. I'm just making sure
and
you're
I
paying attention.
You were the weird one who was like
diaper for a week.
Yeah.
That's not weird
yeah,
to me. It's not weird. You guys are stupid for wearing diapers for years after my whole thing. But anyway, we'll jump off that then.
Yeah.
Coop's great because he actually does entertain the bullshit. And you rarely tell me to do the dishes. I do the dishes. I just never have
you
any
never
dishes
the
in
dishes,
the sink. Dude. So I'm doing your dishes.
Oh.
That's exactly what it is.
I wonder how many people are still listening.
40. Man. Excited for the drive tomorrow, Connor?
Not really.
What are you going to listen to? Amateur Hour?
If you guys post this on a timely basis, then maybe.
Oh, it's such a shout out to
back
Miguel.
On an episode.
We'll post it. He had such a funny. He came.
No, I was talking about this episode. I don't care about Miguel's. But.
Dude, he did really good tonight. He really did.
Yeah.
He had three solid bits, and they were like well written. Mm-hmm. And he did them, and the crowd, like at every minute, was laughing at his next joke.
Yeah.
And I think they were like worried that he was like Spanish or something. Like,
yeah.
They were
so we didn't have any more bits about having sex with his cousin or anything. None of those. No
all
more
new
of
material.
Those.
That was his shit. Do you guys ever wish you were gay? Just because it'd be easier?
What? This is Frank's coming out of the closet podcast.
Yeah.
All right, guys. No, I'm serious. Like
talking about comedy.
Yeah.
That was a good answer.
You guys are the ones who got weird about it. I'm trying to shove my pee-pee in your faces.
Well, because you're like, all right, there's a lull in the podcast. How about I ask this question?
You got to jump around.
Think of some more theoreticals, dude.
Yeah.
Or let's play
any more animals,
really bad joke
any more
game.
Animals fighting? Any more theoretical animals? Who would win? A raven versus a...
Connor,
Sparrow.
You want to hear a really funny joke I wrote?
Not really. No, I'm serious. Not really. But go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead.
I was at my dad's house, where I used to live, and I went upstairs to take a shit in the bathroom that I grew up in, essentially.
You grew up in a bathroom?
That's funny.
The bathroom I grew up in, essentially.
My parents made me live in the bathroom. Like,
oh, man.
Terrible childhood.
All right.
Shout out to your childhood.
Keep going. It's going to only get
anyway,
worse, maybe?
I went up there to take a shit, and I was thinking, man, I'm really feeling shintamental right now.
Okay. All right. Wait. The best part. Okay. The part of the joke that's supposed to be the pun, the like shit pun, you just said shintamental.
Shintamental.
He means like the band, like the Shins.
Yeah,
like he was feeling like listening to them.
Yeah. That might be.
The best joke
I need
you've
to
ever
look
heard.
In. I might. Yeah, I need to look into this more, but that might be the worst joke I've ever heard. I just love the bathroom I grew up in. Essentially, that's the part. Yeah, so I was in my dad's house and went upstairs to the bathroom I grew up in. Anyways,
I grew up in there, dude.
You guys want to do a segment called "Failed Bits" and let's try and improve them.
Okay, yeah.
So we'll set it up like I have like a couple ideas and
let's put Dave's video on.
All right, so cowboy hats are a determining factor in sexuality. This builds onto my whole gay thing.
Oh,
like
did this happen in a drive-thru?
This did. This everything takes place at fast food. Cowboy hats are a determining factor in sexuality. Like, put a cowboy hat on any guy here, and everyone's like, look at that cowboy. But, like, if I put on a cowboy hat, everyone's like, look at that gay cowboy. I'm feeling shit-demental. It's based on true... Cause
that joke is shit-demental.
Dude, I...
This is not a joke. I just had this observation, but today I was at Tempe Marketplace.
Nice
save,
by the way.
These two women who were like head to toe in, like, the burkas, you know? Like, you could only see their eyes. Like, that was it. And they were walking around the, like, plaza area carrying Victoria's Secret bags. And I thought that was just, like, the funniest thing I'd ever seen. And anyways, so I wrote it down.
No, that's fucking great. Because
I'm a dick, but... wait, failed bits.
You want to hear another failed bit? I had a, it was pretty bad. I wrote one the other day that I was saying, I brought $500 to a girl I met at the bar last night because she said she'd call the cops if I didn't leave her alone.
What? I'm just trying to follow where that goes. Okay.
I'm pretty lost.
Okay, $500 to, okay.
A girl I met at the bar last night because she said she'd call the cops if I didn't leave her alone.
That's one you that have to see. Okay, it. That's one you have to. That's like a Facebook. You have to read it to. I get it now, but.
Oh man, Bill Bitts, this is a great segment.
Yeah, my fruit just acted out as a result of pear pressure. That's the dumbest thing.
Dude, when I was walking by, this isn't a failed bit, but when I was walking by the Comedy Spot the other day, I was walking down to it, and I saw a guy out front, like, with his girlfriend, like, harassing her, and she goes, I'm not putting up with your drunk bullshit anymore, and so innocently, and from, with all his heart that he had, he said, why not? It was just, like, the funniest shit ever. I was like, that's going in a movie, like, that's the funniest, like, he had no idea how far up he was. He was just like, come on, what? Like, I don't get it, like.
Let's see. Pretending to text friends in public really drains my phone's battery.
Huh. A build on failed bits. I want to talk about, maybe you can help me. Well, maybe Connor, you might be able to, because I know you can't. when you go to the movies, you have to get past, like, security guards.
Yeah.
Like, when you go there, you have to get past, like, two people, and then you can, like, relax. But everyone's like, where's your fucking ticket? Like, where's your ticket? Some in my throat. It's not a joke. All right, sick.
Yeah.
That off. Was the thing.
That was a joke. The premise is pretty bad. I'm gonna jump around.
It's amazing black people can't swim with all the practice they get in their clothes.
I just laugh at it. Just laugh.
Jesus Christ.
I got a job at SRP once I realized women love a guy with power.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
The high horse I rode in on has the munchies.
That's pretty funny.
I like the, I can't tell if this is a stage joke. I have sex on days that end with me paying for sex. Is that a stage joke?
That's a stage joke.
Just laugh reading the shit I wrote down. It's like so bad.
What was it? Read it. It's radio.
If you're wondering why it stinks in here, it's because I'm conservative with my toilet paper.
What?
It's bad joke.
I always wanted to be a garbage man because I'm garbage man.
That's like a weird alternative job.
Yeah. I posted that. Nobody liked it. It's like, ah, goddamn it.
Dude, to bump off this real fast, I remember thinking when I was a kid, and I wrote this down later because I had a thought. Do you remember, like, when D.A.R.E. was around?
And the drug thing? Yeah.
Drug awareness, resistance, education, and, like...
Yeah. So it clearly worked.
Yeah, I remember thinking, like, fucking everyone's the worst person. And I remember saying to, like, John Welsh, shout out, my neighbor, that I was like,
John Welsh,
if I ever get addicted to drugs, I'm just gonna, like, stop doing drugs. And I remember, like, being such a shitty prick kid.
Yeah.
Like, and D.A.R.E., like, all it really does is make you think, like, everyone's bad people for, like, drinking or smoking cigarettes. Like, it makes you think, like, these people are shitty. Yeah. Deer. Drop deer. Everything and read.
Ching chong.
Did I say deer?
No, I said deer.
You did.
Yeah. Wait,
you hunting over there, boy?
Deer. Peer pressures you.
Deer. Wait, what you talking about, boy? You talking about deer again?
Deer peer pressures you to not do drugs.
Michael the Cable Guy, everybody. Deer pressures
funny,
you.
I don't care who you are.
Deer peer pressures you so badly to not do drugs.
That understand? In turn,
are you gonna finish the sentence?
Yeah.
No. That's the sent. That's the.
Are you
statement.
Saying dare or deer? Like drop everything.
Dare.
And read.
Dare.
Dare. Does. Dare.
Drug awareness.
drug awareness. What, I don't even remember what it stands for.
And ladies and gentlemen,
drug awareness resistance.
We're here to tell you that that peer pressure clearly worked on Michael Cooper.
Amateur Hour, sponsored by Dare.
Yeah.
Sponsored by
and KFC. Shout out. Yo, you guys ever go to KFC? When was the last time you've been to KFC?
Okay. Is this another?
No, it's not. All right. You see, you know the thing about KFC.
So a bear fighting the lion in KFC the other day. And I was like, you know, they can't call it a menthol. And I was like, this is a poor choice after poor choice. There's a bear.
Silly choice and yeah. Silly choice. You know, they can't call it KFC. They can't call it Kentucky Fried Chicken because it's not real chicken. All right. I'm just kidding. Yo, when was the last time you've been? Because when I go there, I get that shitty bowl.
It's been a long time. I don't even, like, a year at least.
I can't remember the last time I was there. I might have been drunk and I roll through and you get, like, mashed potatoes and corn and then the whole thing in the bowl.
Yeah.
Man, it's depressing, huh?
I haven't been there in years.
You just, like...
Dude, I swear to God, there
was like, when was the last time you've been to KFC? And then you like went through the process of going to KFC. And you're like, wow, that's kind of shitty, actually.
Dude, because I just remembered when I used to work at Blockbuster, make it a Blockbuster night.
Wow.
I used to hang out there.
Please rewind.
Dude, it was it was so bad. I used to get off that work and then go to KFC in the same parking lot and get that shitty bowl. Yeah. Of the bowl, whatever it is, the fun bowl, whatever they call it, the good bowl.
Can I get the fun
the
bowl?
The bowl of chicken stuff and parts, and I got it, and I would sit in my car and eat it.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this is so, like, just such a depressing environment. Like, I can't even get my fat ass out of my car to get my food. And I was like, ugh. So you guys ever been depressed like that? No? Coop, I know you fucking eat Taco Bell in the parking lot like a fucking serial killer. Don't look around.
Well, I bring it home, and I watch television while I'm eating it.
All right.
It's fantastic cafeteria food. It's great.
Do you guys ever think you'll kill anybody?
Oh, my God.
How many people are we talking?
Like, one at least, well, but maybe, like, a 10 at the cap. Like,
one at least?
We're talking 9 out of 10 strikes.
Well, I mean, I aim high, so who knows? Could be more than 10.
Statistically, I have a gun, so I'm at least 50% more likely to end up killing someone.
That's, by the way,
than someone who doesn't have a gun.
That's like a shitty, yeah.
No, I'm just saying, you having a gun is not statistic. You're like, statistically, I have a gun. No, you have a gun.
Yeah,
that has like nothing to do with statistics. You just have one.
Like, it's not easy.
Because
to just
of
like
statistics, I own a weapon.
Yeah.
Like, you need a weapon.
Yeah.
I am 1 in 4. That's what it is. I'm born this way. Shut up.
Hey, those are my excuses. That's the reasoning I use behind it.
Hillbilly.
And I have a few, so, you know, up the charges. Up the percentages, I mean.
Sure. Michael Cooper does math. New segment on the Amateur Hour podcast.
Math. Michael Cooper does math.
Yes.
That's what it is.
He does meth, and then he does math. That would be interesting to see.
Do you guys ever, like, text a girl and, like, just say, like, you do math, like, just to fuck around?
No.
No, no one?
No.
Come on, we're having fun here. We're shaking it out. What's your favorite animal, Connor?
My favorite animal? I don't have a favorite animal.
Let's do rapid fire. Connor, what's your favorite animal?
A bear.
What's your favorite color?
A bear.
I thought you were going to say brown. Brown.
When's your birthday, Connor?
A bear.
Yeah, a bear.
When's my birthday?
Yeah.
March 21st.
March 21st? First day of spring, dude.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Not really, but...
Yeah. I would explain why he's such a chicken.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Amateur Hour, the only podcast that matters. Enjoy this.
Spring
if you made it this far... Hey, if you made it this far, come over to our house right now, and we'll buy you a beer. Well, we'll buy you one at our house, because we sell it here.
People are going to show up a week from now.
If you've made it this far, just go ahead and jump.
No, what's,
just go
what's
ahead
a week
jump,
from now?
It'll be easy.
Yo, oh, my God. What we should do is, soon. If somebody did do this... Wow, I'm so stupid. 1 week from now, May 23rd. At 11:17 p.m., go to Uncle Bear's on Power and Baseline, and we'll buy you a beer if you've made it this far. You take us up, I swear to God. 11:17 on May 26th, did I say? 21st?
No, you said the 23rd.
23rd. Yeah, there you go. That's why I keep you around, Connor Dorney. We'll buy you a beer. Not a big one, not an expensive one, maybe like a Bud Light or something good.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Watch, this is going to be the one that gets like 2,000 downloads.
The last one, shout out with Aaron Oink. She, hers was really good and had a pretty good amount of downloads, like a couple thousand.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm just kidding.
Number one podcast in Arizona, bro. Yeah.
Number one podcast.
Statistically
bro.
Speaking.
No, it was definitely podcast. They get better every time and then drop off a little bit. And
yeah, whenever Dave goes on.
Shout out. Dave was in rare form tonight. Dave was pretty mellow. Like, he was like, you know, just want to write new bits and, perform more. And I was like, Dave, like, you're not even being funny. Like, I'm so bummed out. I was like, this is a depression session. Like, just talking to you. And he stopped.
Ours are the worst, though.
Dude, I don't know what it is. Certain chemicals get together.
It's like, yeah, it's like, all right, let's write some sketches. We get over here, and within 5 minutes, like, so you're about that plane crash in Guatemala?
Dude, like, last time you came over.
Life, man. Listen, shit.
Last time you came over to write, we spent an hour of it. I sat out there and smoked cigarettes with my head down, and you told me about Daniel Pearl in detail about how he got his throat cut on camera. That's what we talked about. And then we talked about how depressing that documentary was that you watched fighting and the war and how many people are losing their lives. And we sat here in this great area where we can do anything we want and instead talk about how shitty the rest of the world is.
Yeah.
Depression session. Yeah. That's what it is.
It is.
It's so depressing.
Oh, my God.
It's just hard to be like
KFC Fun Bowl. Yeah, it's so depressing.
What is that called? Patton Oswalt has a great bit. Patton, are you listening? Where he talks about it called
he's not
big bowl of unhappiness or something.
Oh, yeah.
It's really funny.
I think I've heard that.
I don't know what that's called. Chicken bowl?
Chicken bowl.
Chicken bowl.
They call that chicken bowl.
Y'all ever go chicken bowling?
Chicken bowl. Nine pins.
Nine pins.
That continues seven strikes your theme for a joke. Of great sports references.
You don't even want to know, dude.
I always laugh when it gets to that part in the podcast where we're like, where I pitched the strike and threw the home run.
You know what's weird is when it gets to that point, I'm making eye contact with you, and I see in your eyes, you're all, get out. Get out, dude. And I go like, the whole thing about tennis is you got to clear the net. You got to clear the fucking net. And you're like, stop it. Stop it. I'm like, hey, you can't play tennis without high socks. And I'm just saying, if I'm going to write jokes, I'm making sure I have a solid racket. And you're like, dude, shut the fuck up. That even makes sense. Oh, my God. I can't even remember what I was just going to say.
What it is that, like, it is what it is. And it's like, that's what it is. Like, you can't get away from that. It's what it is.
That's exactly what it is. God, I wish I could have just remembered what I was just going to say to you.
What was it related to?
What were we talking about before you made fun of me?
The fun bowl? Was that?
It was after that.
I was like, I laugh when you make the sports references.
I want to make an app.
Okay.
So when you're hanging out with people, because I always find myself, do you ever find yourself when people are talking to you about sports endlessly, they're like, can you believe that? He's going to trade him over? He's been draining three-pointers all day. And I'm like, and I'm like, dude, I can't. I want to make an app. So what you can do is when someone's talking to you, you can enter a sports team and possibly a game or some history, and it will give you blurbs of conversation to say. So therefore, you can respond.
So you can just
and talk.
Make yourself look like an idiot. With
sure, but they're already doing it. I'll play the game too. Listen, I'll step up to the plate and I'll swing at the ball. Is what I'm saying. Listen, if I got the ball and I'm heading half court,
why don't you just have like ESPN? The app,
but that's too
phone.
Much. What I want is an app where I can just go and type in like Clippers versus Lakers, and then like recent game, and it'll give me some stats, and I can be like, yeah. And then 45 minutes in, coach pulls tomahawk. And then I can say that. I don't know who you guys. This is why I need the app, see? That's like why I need the app.
Coach pulls time. Just say that.
Right.
And then people
I'm about
will stop
to.
Talking to you.
Dude.
People
no, they don't. Dude, in. They don't. They go. They pull up to the bar and they go, do you like sports? I go, nah. And they go, what's your favorite team? I'm like, none of them because I don't like sports. Yeah. And they go, well, that's bullshit. The problem with sports is this.
Yeah.
No,
just use that line. If someone said like
Coach Pull Tomahawk,
you believe Coach Pull Tomahawk,
and then they'll stop talking.
Not only will they stop talking to you about sports, they will move away from you.
Yeah. Well, this is normally an environment where I'm trying to work for a
tip.
I think it's a weapon.
Tomahawk,
Coop, you got one of those? Oh man,
I got a tomahawk.
I had an idea for like one of those commercial parodies of an app where it's I think I called it like stare at this in an elevator or something like that.
Oh, like so you can look down.
Yeah, so you don't have to make eye contact or conversate with any of the people in the elevator. So
that's fucking hilarious.
But anyways.
Connor, which go ahead. What's your favorite race of people? What kind of people you like?
Who's your favorite? Bears.
Bears, yeah. Go back to bears. Yeah. Like gay bears. I knew it, dude.
Yep.
Gay bears. Shout out gay bears.
Da bears.
Da bears, da bears, da bears. To Bill Brasky.
I think you're obliged to say your own race no matter what, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Or you think so. Who was that? Was that me or you talking?
We already know what you're going to say, but...
No, but how could you be white and say, my favorite race is black people? Or my favorite race is Hispanics?
Well, you can, like, you don't have to say, like, the best race. You can say, like, my favorite. Like, there's nothing that means favorite. Like, my favorite color is this. And people go, why is orange your favorite color? You go, because I like the way it blends with... No one asks you why.
Yeah.
So you could, like, you know... Puerto Ricans for reasons entirely to yourself, like
yeah,
are Puerto Ricans a is that a race or is that
no probably not?
Man, this is you're listening to the Uneducated Hour. Fucking stupid.
How many ignorant statements can we say in an hour and a half? God, ready, dude. Go.
Fucking stupid.
55 minutes. It's hot in here, dude.
Yeah,
it's been hot in here.
Well, what do you think, Connor Dorney? Did you have enough fun ticking around, playing with our dicks?
Yep.
Is that weird?
We're not going to end this after 55 minutes, are we?
No, we keep it going.
Yeah,
keep Coop it going. Always does this thing where about 55 minutes in, he goes, woo, I could use a cigarette.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, like, we get it.
Yo, I still laugh when I listen back to the podcast where you were, like, so ecstatic that you realized Taco Bell was open, like, late.
Oh,
you, because me. We go off the topic of Taco Bell for, like, 3 seconds, and then all of a sudden you cut in with, like, oh, my God, they're open till on the weekend. Oh, my God. And we're just like, what? Calm down.
Hey, to tie back to what he says about me and my stupid lion and tigers and striking and bowling and the whole thing, this dude, I'll go, like, hey, you know what? Let's do something fun today. He's like, I tell you what. About to go to Taco Bell. Come back here. Great movies on Netflix. I'm just going to hang out and I'm just going to watch that. Enjoy my Taco Bell. And I'm like, okay. So that's what I have to put up with you on the other end. Yeah. We go to Cheesecake Factory the other day and this guy, we're at a nice place. And to me and Coop, this is a nice joint, right? It's a nice place. It's a nice place.
It's a
nice place.
It's a pretty nice place.
It's a pretty nice place. It's a great place. Yeah. And we're hanging out. And Coop, we're halfway through. I'm having shrimp and I'm having a little bit of salmon. Coop's having a burger. We're getting some Mai Tais. We're like 20, maybe 40 minutes into the experience.
20 or 40?
And Coop goes right up out the thing. He goes like, well, let's just pay our bill and leave. And I have like half a drink left, some shrimp, some noodles. I have angel hair pasta.
We had like, been there for like an hour already.
No, come on. So, you go out to Cheesecake Factory to be in a factory for like enjoy.
A factory of cheesecake.
It's not a fucking factory.
No, yes, it is. They make food there. That counts as a factory. But you go there to hang out for a
while. More ignorant statements on the If a place makes food, they are a factory.
But you... No,
I went
listen.
To the Taco Bell factory yesterday.
Taco Bell factory. What do you get when you go to Taco Bell?
Number 6.
We're going to Taco Bell. We're going to take your order.
Baja Blast. Sour cream on the taco, please.
Sour cream on the taco? Do you want extra sour cream?
Nope. Just sour cream.
Do you want to pay 50 cents for... Do you want to pay 50 cents for more?
Nope.
We're going to charge you 50 cents.
Mild, green sauce, red sauce.
Would you like to shoot in a diaper today? Give you a diaper.
And then this lady has man hands. Yeah. I'm like, what?
Yo, she was going to fuck some shit up, by the way. She really was.
Good for her.
Yeah. She had an old cell phone, too, like a flip one, where her hands were much bigger than it.
Yeah.
Frank was saying that she's going to, like, strangle him or something.
No, I knew that right when I got in the car, in my own car, I knew that right when she got in the car, we were going to be a little down the street, and she was going to just reach over and choke me.
Yeah.
Either that, or we're going to get to the place where we're going, and someone else is going to choke me.
Yeah.
And so fuck Wendy's, is the point of that story. Fuck Wendy's.
Oh, I wrote a joke with Dave yesterday where it was like...
Dave Thomas, founder of Wendy's?
Yes. Yeah, shout out. Wrote a joke right
that's
by
high
his,
up there.
Right by his grave.
Yo, that dude's dead, too.
Yeah. Fuck him. anyways, shout out Dave Thomas for some reason.
Fucking
we're
going to
get sued
daughter.
For this. But it was like...
Fuck Wendy's.
My girlfriend is really kinky in bed. She likes to be tied up, I hope. Or it was the other one was she likes to be tied up, I think. So
don't open with that up. Yeah. But yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
Closing with it. So.
Oh, you're gonna do it on the stage, are you?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was the most depressing. You're like, oh, okay. Okay.
Connor, I'm an actor, bro. I'm just kidding. You see me in such movies as like none of them.
Yeah.
Never.
Gay Boys 5.
Would you ever act? Would you ever do anything like that?
I think it'd be fun to act.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like do sketches and stuff like that.
Fuck. That'd like sketches, fun. Like, I think it'd be fun to do.
Those really worked out when we were like, hey, let's go shoot some stuff this week. Yeah, sure, man. Let me just give my camera.
Did I not tell you? You got to be the motivation. You have to do it.
I was. I was.
You were.
Fuck you.
You should know by now that it takes forever.
We had the cameras out that one time. You're like, oh, got everything right. Got new tapes and all this stuff.
Why didn't we do it that day?
I don't know.
Oh, we ran out of battery on the wireless mics. And then we're like, oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well,
guess we got to quit.
Me and you were looking for excuses. Like, nope, we were digging in the dirt for excuses.
Guess we got to wait till next month when the battery shipment comes in from Europe.
You know those European batteries only good to film sketches with.
Oh, man.
God damn.
That's like literally the worst excuse.
It was.
Well, batteries are out.
You came over and you sat here and we talked about a little depressing shit. You might have told me about your boy Daniel Pearl, and then we're like, well, no batteries. And then that was literally it.
Yeah.
And then Coop came downstairs. He's like, you guys want anything from Taco Bell? And we're like, ugh.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking of fast food bits, and then we wrapped it all up.
Yeah. What do you know?
If it helps at all, batteries are a rare commodity in this house. They get switched from every remote control every time we have to use it.
We have three remotes and we just jump batteries to one remote and we will jump them back like into a gang. Like,
just to turn the TV just and the cable on and turn, the Xbox.
Yeah. Turn on the batteries. That's a weird technical gong. Yeah. Just to turn on the TV and then.
That's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. Pretty lame. It's a bachelor pad.
Batteries.
Connor, give us your last fucking words. Give us the whole deal. Give us the rundown. And please, will you actually, as a final thing on this podcast, do this joke and then wrap it up? Will you do the Ancient Aliens bit?
Man, I don't know if I remember the
you
whole thing.
You do remember it. I remember the whole thing.
I remember it for the most part.
Please
okay,
do
wait,
it.
Wait. So what else do you want me to say?
Do that and then go ahead and sign us off and it'll be a great time.
Okay.
Well, say your last piece. Say your joke. Say your last piece for Amateur Hour.
No,
you come
don't.
Back. And then sign off.
Okay. So let me think of how this starts. So I think my favorite show on TV, I don't know if you guys have seen this, it's Gangland on the History Channel. I love everything about that show because it makes it seem... It's the only show on TV that makes you like appreciate the struggle of convicted felons. Yeah, like look at that guy. He started at the bottom, like now he worked his way up to a. God damn, I don't remember how this part goes. Worked his way up to a manager at Food City. Like he's going places in life. But the best part of that show is the interviews they have with these people that are either in the gangs or they used to be in the gangs, and they always blur their faces and or like alter their voice to change their identity, give them these weird nicknames. And I was just thinking, I was like. How many gang members are actually watching the History Channel? It doesn't seem like their target demographic. Like, I don't know, do they have some, like, pre-gang meeting in the morning where they're, like, all in a room? And he's like, all right, guys, listen up. Today we're going to sell some drugs. Going to get some bitches. We're going to come back here at 8 to watch Ancient Aliens. Because I want to know if the pilgrims were visited by extraterrestrial beings. I probably forgot some parts of that joke, but thank you,
Connor Dorney.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, say my last piece.
Bit.
Well, it has been lots of fun on this podcast and hanging out in the comedy spot.
Cheers!
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 Have a Gatorade.
a little bit of rum in it. You weren't looking.
Yeah, all vodka, purple vodka. Make the drive home faster.
Gatorade.
It has been awesome to meet and hang out with all the comics at the Comedy Spot. I'm not going to name everybody because I'm going to forget people. I mean, those people I don't care about, but it's been awesome to just go up and try and get better every time. And I'm going to continue doing comedy back home and make as many guest spots out here and trips out here as I possibly can. So thank you for everybody who's listened to this, who's come out to shows, who's helped with jokes, hung out. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and thank you guys for having me on Amateur Hour. It's been a lot of fun, man.
Cheers.
Cheers. And struggled through our last podcast with you.
We sure did. That's
Amateur
okay.
Hour, man. Only podcast Amateur that matters. Hour. Connor Dorney, he's the shit.
Thank you, guys.
That would explain why he's such a chicken. My favorite race is black people.
Pot pop.
just looped repeats of the.
Well, fuck your boss. I don't know if Connor started laughing or a door was opening in a haunted house.
My favorite race is black people.
I just kept shitting my pants.